Good morning, everyone. It is approximately 10:05 a.m. on Tuesday, November 24th, 2020. This is a Public Service Commission meeting in the Public Service Commission hearing room on the 12th floor of the State Capitol in Bismarck, North Dakota. It is also being conducted virtually. The purpose of this meeting is to conduct a public hearing on proposed changes to the Commission's administrative rules. If an interested party would like to provide input or person, during the hearing, call 701-328-4081 to be placed on a list. And again, that is 701-328-4081. I am Commissioner Brian Crotius, Chairman of the Public Service Commission. With me today are Commissioners Julie Fedorchuk and Randy Chrisman. I don't have any opening comments, Commissioner Fedorchuk.
I don't either, thank you.
Commissioner Chrisman.
Nor do I, thanks.
The rules case being heard today is case number PU-20-398, and as a side note, we will be conducting this hearing separately from the one that will follow, which will be PU-20-422, but we will work on 398 first. The purpose of the proposed new chapter 69-09-11 is to clarify the manner in which common pipeline carriers maintain and file their tariffs pursuant to North Dakota Century Code 49-19-17. The Commission has scheduled this public hearing to allow everyone the opportunity to submit information or comments concerning the adoption of proposed changes to the North Dakota Administrative Code. All comments received at this public hearing will be considered by the Commission together with all other written comments received. Written comments may be submitted until the close of business on December 4th, 2020. The Public Service Commission will consider all comments received and address the comments in its written decision. Anyone may request a copy of the decision, and it will be provided via email or regular mail. The decision and all other filings in this case will also be available on the Commission's website, which is psc.nd.gov/. The hearing is being broadcast over the Internet and is also being electronically recorded. Everyone will be given the opportunity to speak. Please identify yourself for the record before you speak and speak slowly and clearly. If you have a prepared statement, a written copy of your statement is also appreciated and will be helpful. The sign-up sheet that we would typically have, because this is, again, being conducted virtually, we don't have anyone in the hearing room, is not applicable, but there will be two ways to comment. I don't know that we have any individuals that have indicated they will testify prior to the hearing beginning on case 20-398. We do have some for 20-422, but you can testify on this one in particular through a virtual hand raise, and I will now open the hearing for comments. Does anyone wish to testify on case number PU-20-398 concerning the proposed rules? And Matt, do we have anyone on the sign up just to double check one more time for 398?
Nobody has placed themselves in the queue. Those of you dialed into the public bridge, dial *9 for a virtual hand raise.
Okay, and we will keep the that option open for a few minutes before proceeding.
Seeing none.
Okay, I don't believe we have any comments. And again, there is also the opportunity to provide comments in writing or through a phone call to the Commission through the close of business on December 4th, 2020. And all of the comments provided will be considered and discussed in our decision. Also, any changes made to the proposed rules due to the Commission's review of comments received or the Commission discussion will be explained in the written decision. The record will remain open once again until December 4th, 2020. And Matt, just to double check one more time, has anyone raised their hand?
Mr. Chairman?
No hand raises at this time.
Commissioner Chrisman?
Mr. Chairman, would it be good to have maybe Brian just for the recording for people who might be watching this explain what the rule change does and why it's being proposed?
Brian, do you have that? You don't have it in front of you?
You want to just look at it on here? It's one sentence.
I haven't done much work on this one, but I think that one is just something that's necessary to go in to clarify what needs to be done with the tariffs.
Yeah, I think it's just really a clarifier from the Pipeline Safety Division on that the company records are available to us.
Correct. I don't believe it came from any sort of anywhere else, but other than just to clarify it. So,
yeah. And again, yes, Jack or John?
I think that's Pat.
Oh, Patrick.
Hi. Good morning. This is Pat Fon.
Yes.
I did prepare some comments on the to explain the change. If you would like me to go to read those for the record,
that would be fine.
Okay. So the proposed change adopts a new chapter, chapter 6909-11, with a new section 69-09-11-01. By statute, by North Dakota Century Code, common pipeline carriers will continue to be required to make and publish tariffs under such rules and regulations as may be prescribed by the commission. But the proposed rule is intended to make clear that common pipeline carriers will not be required to file those tariffs with the commission except upon request by the commission. That concludes my description.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, Pat. And with that being said, why don't we check one more time, Matt, to see if anyone has any comments to provide.
Once again, if you're on the public bridge and would like to comment, dial *9. Seeing none, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you, Matt. I appreciate that. And once again, the record will remain open until December 4th, 2020. Case number PU-20-398 concerning this hearing is now closed. Thank you.